And you know what? No matter how good a time we have, no matter how great it is to come together and praise our God, come together in this church, it's nothing to compare to the good time we're going to have when we see Jesus. Because when we see Jesus, there'll be no more sickness. When we see Jesus, there'll be no more death. When we see Jesus, the wicked will cease from trouble. And the weary will be at rest. Oh, what a time. So this is just a rehearsal. But when we get to heaven, what a time that will be. And we thank God. We praise God for this day, for this great occasion. Giving honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to the officers of this great church, to our family, our friends, to all of our visitors, it's good to be here. And to the Massey Atwater family and all you that may have been here for the, come here for the first time, we like to have a good time in the Lord. We like to have a good time. And I want to thank the Massey Atwater family for that generous donation. We praise God for you for sowing a seed into the kingdom. We thank God for you. Amen. What a wonderful, wonderful spirit of praise in the house today. There is deliverance in the house today. There is salvation in the house today. And we thank God for this great occasion. Amen. Today I want to call your attention to the Gospel according to Matthew, St. Matthew, the 4th chapter, beginning with verse 23. It's in the New Testament, very first book of the New Testament. Find the Gospel according to Matthew. And we will go with verse 23 and 24. I think that will be sufficient. Fourth chapter. Matthew chapter 4, beginning with verse 23. When you have it, say amen. Amen. And I'm going to ask y'all to help me as we read the scripture today. When I come to the word A-L-L, I want everybody to call out all. And it reads, and Jesus went about Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing manner of sickness and manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout Syria. And they brought unto him sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy. And he healed them. For a little while, I'm going to talk from that three-letter word. All. All. Pray with me, please. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now, Lord, for what you have done. But we thank you, Lord, for blessing us this day. Lord, we know that you are in the blessing business. Because we know that all good and perfect gifts come from above. Now, Lord, that is preaching time. Lord, we ask you to send the preacher.
Yes.
Hide me, Lord, so that people don't see me but see you, Jesus. And Lord, we ask you just to give them the word today that they need, that would deliver them, that would strengthen them, that would save them. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. All. We live in a busy world. Seems like the world just gets going faster and faster each and every day. Something is going on all through the day and all through the night. You can watch the movie channel from sunup to sundown, and even movies coming on all night long. You can watch the news early in the morning, at noonday, late in the midnight hour, and all through the night you can watch day and night news. There are clubs that don't even get started until after 12 midnight and don't close till very early in the morning. If you feel like going shopping, you can wake up in the middle of the night because they got 24-hour Walmart. If you're hungry, you can go to IHOP at any time in the night, 24 hours a day. The world is busy at all times and all hours. As we look at our church, we have a busy church. Activities all around. Services all at the rescue mission, rest homes, activities, and even today we've got a service this afternoon. We got a band ministry that is busy. This church is busy. We as individuals are busy. We have our jobs, we have our careers, we have our families, we have our people that are around us. We have so much going on. Full-time jobs, children to take care of, spouses in some cases, choir rehearsal to go through, usher board to meet, Sunday school, Bible study, rest home. We are busy. Let's face it, we're busy. Always something going on. My wife was on the computer late one night, or maybe it was early in the morning. But she noticed that other members in this church was on the computer also, late at night. The world doesn't seem to stop. Things keep going 24/7. And sometimes we get so busy, sometimes we get so burdened down, it seems like we are overwhelmed from doing so much. Sometimes at the end of the day, we feel like we have nothing left. We have given our all. And sometimes we get home and have nothing left to give. Our energy is spent. Our patience is gone. Our emotional, physical, and mental bank accounts are bankrupt. There is nothing left. It is good to be busy. It is good to be out in the community. It is good to be at work in the church. It's good to have a busy schedule. Amen. But make sure that after we've done all that we can do, that we still have time to minister to those that are around us at our homes. Yes. I know your schedule is busy. I know that even sometimes we boast about how busy we are. But when the day comes to an end, know that there are still others that need to be ministered to. As we look at our busy schedules, I declare today that we are busy. But our schedule, your schedule, my schedule is nowhere close to as busy as Jesus' schedule was. Here in this text that we find Jesus had just called his disciples. And now in verse 23, the Bible tells us that he went about all of Galilee. He traveled throughout all of Galilee. Understand that Jesus didn't have Air Force One. He didn't have a corporate jet. There was no helicopter to take him from one place to another. Jesus had no chauffeured limousine. Jesus didn't have a taxi that could come and pick him up when he was tired. There wasn't a Durham area transit bus to come and pick him up. Jesus most likely walked where he was going. Jesus was busy. Jesus was busy. Not only did he travel from place to place, but the Bible says that he taught in the synagogue. He was there when Sunday school started. He was teaching in the synagogue. What if one morning you came to Sunday school one day and Minister Johnson said, "We have a special guest today. Your class will be taught by Jesus." Jesus, you don't want to miss that class.
That's right. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus taught. But not only that, with his busy schedule of traveling, with his busy schedule of teaching, Jesus also preached the gospel of the kingdom. Oh, he preached the word. He expounded on the word. He preached on the kingdom of God was at hand. He preached for the deliverance of the captives, to set at free those that were bound down, to release it, those that was blind, to give them sight. Oh, he preached. Jesus was busy. Not only on this day, as we look at this passage of scripture, but all through the Bible, all through the New Testament, when you see Jesus, he was always busy. Jesus went to a wedding one day, and all the wine ran out, and they didn't call the winery, they didn't call for somebody to deliver some more wine. They called on Jesus. As busy as he was, they called on Jesus. One day, and he said, peace, be still.
Amen.
Jesus was on a cruise one day. He was on a cruise ship going to the other side of the lake. And after his cruise ship, I don't think it was Carnival Cruise, but after his cruise ship got to the other side, he met a madman that said his name was Legion. Jesus was a busy man. On his way to heal Jairus' daughter, you remember that? If you look at our schedule, we are nowhere, nothing to compare to his schedule. If he had gone throughout Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and preaching the kingdom of God is at hand, Jesus did something else. He had a healing service. The Bible says that he healed all manner of sickness. All manner of sickness. That little three-letter word means everything. It's a small word that means a lot. Three letters that can encompass everything and anything. When you've heard it all, there's nothing left to hear. When you've done it all, there's nothing left to do. When you're giving your all, you have nothing left to give. When you've seen it all, everything else is just a rerun. Diseases mean all kinds of diseases, all kinds of torments. Even those that were possessed by demons, Jesus healed them all. And I believe that there are still some demons today that need to be released from people. I believe we still have some lunatics out there today. Don't we have some lunatics that need a touch from Jesus? We need Jesus today because there are still some people that call themselves bipolar. Jesus healed them all. All the diseases. Jesus healed them all.
Amen.
So if you have high blood pressure, Jesus can fix it. If your blood pressure, is too low, Jesus can lift it up. You got diabetes, Jesus can handle the situation. Heart disease, just call on Jesus. That Jesus can heal.
Yes.
And you see, they came to Jesus. Multitudes, crowds came to Jesus. And I'm so glad when they came to him one way, they left another way. You see, they came to him sick, but they left healed. You see, they came to him hurting, but they left with no pain in their body. They came to him with demons, but they left clothed and in their right mind. Every time they Jesus healed them all. Not one did he not heal. He healed everybody that came to him were healed. But this is a theme of the New Testament, isn't it? That every time Jesus came upon somebody, they went away a different way. But we also find it in the Old Testament. We come to God one way, and we leave another. Abraham came to God without an heir, but he left being the father of nations. Sarah came to God barren, but she left with a son named Isaac. Joseph came to God, and people hated him. His brothers threw him in a pit. He was in jail, but when God left him, he was in charge of all of Egypt. And God has a way of turning it around and leaving in another way. Israel was in bondage in Egypt, but they called out to God and they left free. They came to God thirsty one day and he gave them water out of a rock. They came to God hungry one day and he gave them manna from heaven and quail to eat. They came to God when they surrounded by enemies, but God made their enemies their footstool. One day, Jesus was surrounded. The enemy had got him in a place where they thought they had him. The enemy placed him on a cross in a place called Calvary. They mocked him. They beat him. They spit on him. They put nails in his hands and nails in his feet. Oh, you may have heard this story before. Oh, you may have heard about it before. But if you're going to tell the good news, you need to tell it all. You need to tell the good news. They hung him up. They hung him up for our hang-ups. They sentenced him for our sins. He was made guilty because we needed his grace. His death paid our debt. Oh, what a debt we owe. My favorite verses, and I have many. Right. One of my favorite verses in the Old Testament is Psalm 34, verse 19. And it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. All the afflictions. He delivered us out of them all. No matter what happened to you in the past, he delivered you out of them all. You wouldn't be here today if he didn't deliver you out of them all. You wouldn't be to cripple your body. He delivered you from them all. From them all. Out of them all. All includes the sickness you may be going through right now. All includes that job that you need right now. All includes that house that you are looking for right now. All includes he would deliver you from that supervisor for hell.
Thank you. But you got to do something. You got to surrender your all unto Him. He wants your all. Your body, your mind, and your soul. Jesus wants it all. And if you give Him your all, then He will deliver you from all. All includes anything you're going through. All includes what you went through yesterday. All includes what you went through last week. All includes what you're going to go through this week. All. And when you give Him your all, you can say all to Jesus. I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him. In His presence, daily live. And the songwriter said, I surrender all. Oh, I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. All includes anything that you're going through.
Thank you, Lord.
No matter how great or how small, all encompasses everything. And if you give it all to Jesus, He will deliver you from it all. All. This and that, all. These and those, all. He will deliver you from them all. Everybody, everyone that came to Jesus left a different way. They left healed. They left free. Because Jesus can give you all that you need, all that you're in need of. All you got to remember is all. All that came against Him. All that came against you, Jesus has delivered you already. And that all just doesn't encompass what has happened to you in the past, but in the future. All that comes before you in the future is already taken care of. And you know what? Even when we leave this old world, even when we cross that old river Jordan, even when we go through those pearly gates, He has already made a way for us. Because He took the sting out of death. And He took the victory out of the grave. And so all to Him I owe. Life had left a crimson stain that Clorox couldn't get out. The tide couldn't get rid of. You could wash as much as you could, but it could not remove that crimson stain. But Jesus, the author and the finisher, the beginning and the end, He took it. Our lives of sin, and He washed it. And now it's as white as snow. There's a detergent called all.
That's right.
But there is more than that detergent can clear up. Jesus is able to handle it all. There are some stains that all can't get out, but Jesus can. And so give Him all. All to Jesus. I surrender. Door of the church is open. There may be one that has not accepted Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. Give it all to Him. Because He's the one that can handle it all. No matter what you're going through, no matter what situation, no matter what circumstance, Jesus can deliver. He can deliver. The door of the church is open. There may be one today that wants to join this church. You may join this church by letter, by Christian experience, or by being baptized. Let today be the day that you get those crimson stains clean. That you get washed whiter than snow. Give your life to Jesus. And He will handle it all.
That's all right.
Amen.
thank you.
How we live. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you stand in the gap for
Joy in the heart. And when you do all these things, Father, continue to give you praise.